Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Tom catching strays on the ticket tech, saying it was a waste of a breaking news sounder. We'll take it under advisement. We have a football team that just keeps finding ways to win. We'll knock out more phone calls. TJ Lang at 9:02 in studio. Weekend overreactions at 8:50. John, 2 years ago, nearly to the day, the Lions beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And Rodgers dismissively referred to them as that team. You can't lose to that team. The Lions were 1-6. That win made them 2-6. The Lions are 29-9 since Aaron Rodgers called them that team. And Aaron's right. Lions are that team. That team you don't want to play. That team you just can't rattle. That team that's built for all occasions. That team that can go on the road. That team that can play outdoors, in the rain, in the wind. That team that could lose Aiden Hutchinson and go 3-0, including two big road division games. That team could lose Brian Branch in one of those road division games. That team. That team that doesn't beat themselves, doesn't throw interceptions, doesn't throw hardly any incompletions. That team that doesn't miss field goals, drop passes. That team. The Lions are that team. So thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for labeling them 2 years early. But he got it right. One of the few things Aaron's getting right these days. The Lions are that team.
Yeah, and I mean they're that team, they're that franchise, they've got that leadership. And what it comes down to is they've got the it factor. And everybody tries to put their thumb on what is it. And I think it's going to be a little bit different for every team that you're talking about when you describe it, that they've got the it factor. I think for the Lions, it comes down to the patience and leadership that Sheila had at the very beginning. 1-6. After a 3-13-1, and I know that there's been clips of that moment where she's standing there, she's being interviewed, and she says, "No, we're staying the course." It's Brad Holmes staying the course, and we're all a little bit on the edge of our seat because we're in a position right now of needing an edge rusher, needing a position. And we don't have it, and we've never been in this position before. Brad Holmes, as general manager, he's been a part of an organization that has made trades at the trade deadline. But Brad Holmes, the guy that's making the calls, making the decision, ultimately going to be the one that decides yay or nay, hasn't been in this position. So we don't know ultimately what's going to happen. But they're in this position because of what has happened on the field. The leadership that Dan Campbell has had, the ability to make the decisions on who his coordinators are, being able to, Ben Johnson, a lot of it was him deciding that he didn't want to be a head coach, yet that he wanted to come back and continue to, one, make a lot of money as a coordinator, and continue to build that relationship with Goff, with this offense. But it's Dan Campbell being able to sell him as well on staying in Detroit.
248-539-9797. We'll get the phone calls in the mix. We should touch on the Brian Branch thing. And I love that it's just a blip. Like, the Lions used to be the team where the safety gets tossed and it shouldn't have been tossed and it cost them the game, right? It's a blip. I know people have thoughts. Our group text was blowing up right after that play happened. But let's get back to the phones. And if you guys want to jump the gun and talk Brian Branch, we're not going to turn anybody away today. Tons to talk about. Sal and Canton, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to let those fans, those 16-1 fans, know that I am the 16-1 bus driver, and the bus is leaving the station.
What have we done? What have we started? Sal, it's beautiful. You don't think they're going to lose a game the rest of the way?
That's it. No more game. No more loss.
I like where your head's at. I like the way you're feeling this morning. And there are so many people that feel the exact same way as you.
But you know what, John? I have a pick with you, though.
Oh, what's that? Oh,
it's too negative, right?
No, it's not negative. Your team beat my son's team the other day.
So you're gonna air this grievance on the radio. I love it.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm not going to apologize for that. But
it was a good game.
It was. It was a great game. It was fun. And it's exactly what youth football is supposed to be.
Exactly.
Sal, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, good luck to your son.
Thank you.
All right, let's get Scott in Fenton involved. Scott, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
Good.
All right, well, I just love the show. Just wanted to say that right out.
Thank you.
But they're 16-1 all day long, not losing another game. I'll even go as far as saying it's going to be them versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and the score is going to be 28 Lions, 14 Chiefs for us to take the win.
Two-touchdown win in the Super Bowl.
Wow. You know, more times than not, you see a what feels like a blowout in the Super Bowl. Things start to get away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sold that the Chiefs are going to be that team. Scott, what makes you believe that the Chiefs are actually going to make it to the Super Bowl?
They're just kind of biased, but I feel like the NFL is riding them like they're the greatest thing, like how they rode Tom Brady and making Tom Brady seem so great. They're doing the same thing with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Well, he did win 7 Super Bowls.
He did, but they just tried to make it look like it was all Tom Brady. Tom Brady had a ton of
Early Brady, those were lower scoring Super Bowls, and they had a hell of a defense. Either way, I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. And Mahomes, by the way, is Mahomes, which I think is the default position of why are the Chiefs going
to
be there.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah.
If you go back to week two, when it was Chiefs, Ravens, different teams now. And yes, the Ravens don't have the defense that they have had really for the last decade. They're still good.
But they've worked Henry in now, and that offense is...
I think it's between one of two teams. And Josh Allen is really good. I think eventually Keon Coleman's good. Lack of other weapons may be what holds Buffalo back because of the mass exodus that they had with the salary cap, all that stuff. And it's amazing that they're doing what they're doing. I think ultimately it's between Baltimore and Kansas City.
November 4th. Who do you want in the Super Bowl radio? That's basically what just happened there.
Well,
go ahead.
The one problem with I think we all think Pittsburgh's a nice story and maybe they can win a playoff game, right?
Yeah.
But they're not a threat.
No.
Because they don't have the offense that you need to get all the way through the playoffs. So it's right now the class is the Ravens, the Chiefs, not in this order necessarily, and the Bills. The problem for those two teams is they both hosted the Chiefs last year in the playoffs and that was their spot.
And they don't
there is something about that.
You're right. No, I mean, listen, Kansas City, back-to-back Super Bowl champs. They're not winning with Mahomes throwing for, 500 yards. They're winning because they have a great defense. And the three or four plays they have to make, he makes them. It's uncanny what he's able to do arm and keeping plays alive.
Very quick.
Yeah.
What would you rather want? An undefeated or a Chiefs team going for a three-peat or the Ravens?
Well,
because the one thing is,
every time you've played the Chiefs, you've beat them. Now, granted, one of them was in the preseason; that doesn't really count.
Well, that was always without Kelsey and Chris Jones.
There are receipts with both.
Yeah,
there is an asterisk receipt with the Chiefs.
Yeah,
preventing a three-peat, which has never happened. And then with the Ravens, you go all the way back to the Tucker field goal. They got destroyed last year in Baltimore.
So some of this is you'd rather face Baltimore because they can't win in the playoffs, but the point would be they would have won a whole bunch of big playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. I think I would say, this is crazy, I think I'd say Kansas City. This is not a question I was prepared to answer today.
Well, you went 15-2, why not?
Yeah, sure.
I would say Kansas City. So here's the answer for Kansas City. Two-time defending Super Bowl champs Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback in the game right now. Wouldn't you just love to dethrone them and be the Super Bowl champs? Yes, that's the reason for Kansas City. The reason for Baltimore is what you mentioned, Justin Tucker, what he did at Ford Field. And I know you have a personal connection to that moment. Your son has a connection to that moment. But it's also the team that just demolished you last year. You beat Kansas City last year. If you're able to do it against Baltimore, it's just another reckoning, righting a wrong, and this time you get a chance to do it in the Super Bowl.
Well, ownership was embarrassed also in that first Baltimore game at halftime.
They were booed.
The full circle of Baltimore would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Phone calls, ticket text, reaction to what we saw over the weekend.
Who do you want in the Super Bowl?
And apparently, I don't think we should be doing that. You want to talk about?
Hey, if you're going 15-2, who do you want in the Super Bowl? If you're going 14-3, who do you want in the Super Bowl?
It's
okay to ask that question.
It's incredible.
It's this Victory Monday. We can ask whatever the hell we want.
Who do you want in the Super Bowl in 2030 when they've gone on their five-peat or six-peat? 248-539-9797. Let the good times roll.
Is Goff the greatest quarterback of all time?
Kyle. Kyle and Howell, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the first off, yes, Jared Goff is the greatest quarterback of all time. Second off, I just wanted to talk about the Brian Branch situation. I think a lot of Lions fans are getting too emotional, especially since he's, you know, probably the best defensive player we have outside of Hutchinson. He's super strong. I think that was definitely a justified ejection, and I know a lot of people will hate me to say this, but to me it looked like it was forcible contact to the head area. I mean, he hit him helmet to helmet.
Sure, that's a penalty. But Kyle, that's a penalty in every game I've ever watched, college or pro. At this point, we know that they're going to take head injuries very seriously.
The gripe that we have is not the penalty, and not really even that he's ejected. I don't like that he was ejected. It's the fact that they don't adjudicate that penalty the same way.
We'll talk more about it next. 97.1.
Hey, who doesn't love success? Who doesn't love results? If you want results, if you've been injured, you got to contact David Femeninio. I've been telling you about him for a while now. The results that David and his team have been able to get for injured clients, here's a few of them. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for an individual client. You want to talk about results? That is results. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Levis, is that you?
Oh.
Hey, Dan, I'll answer how big that was. Game-altering. Seriously, Green Bay went into the half out-rushing Detroit and down two touchdowns, and Love ends up throwing it 39 passes. Jared Goff and the Lions play a clean, composed football game. Green Bay drops, penalties, mistakes, missed kicks. No, the stat sheet is not going to look like the Lions kicked their ass. But if you watch that game, showing up and not beating yourself when it's raining, it goes a long way, and this team was ready. This team always has the right temperament for the moment. They're always ready for the adversity when it hits. And we were talking Brian Branch. John, our text conversation, Tom's pointing out, and I think rightfully so, that's the way football is now. But is it? Because I watched games earlier in the day where guys go helmet to helmet, hits that were just as egregious, maybe even more so, and it was only a flag. It was not an ejection. Is that not what you saw?
Yeah, it should have been a flag. There's no question. It was forcible contact with the head and neck area. I get it. It is, and even though I disagree, I don't like the ejection, I get why it was an ejection. The problem is when you look around in any given Sunday, NFL weekend, obviously we could talk about Thursday night games, Monday night games, there's going to be hits like this, and they are just not judged the same. There were three hits yesterday that are highlight hits, and only one of them resulted in an ejection, and it was the Lions' Brian Branch. Yeah. That's why I have a problem with it. Going back to the rule, I have a problem with the ejection. I have a problem with it even more in college football because it's not just a suspension. If it happens in the second half, it carries over to the next game. That's ridiculous. But I think to make it simple and to remove judgment and remove opinion of, oh, I think he hit him this way, or I think this happened, or this is what I'm seeing, and removing it from each and every hit, it's a penalty the first time it happens. The second time, it's an automatic ejection.
I'm cool with that.
Okay, so do you think there should ever be an in-game ejection for something like this? Look, if he doesn't get ejected and he goes on and does something else in a game, he's getting ejected.
Of course.
We all kind of understand that.
Yes. No,
but,
I don't.
But okay, I'm just going to devil's advocate a little bit. In hindsight, if they don't eject then they're reviewing it during the week and you're possibly miss the next game.
No, it's an ejection. It's a penalty in the moment. The second one's an automatic ejection. And that's where they raise the stakes is how they fine them. Now, Brian Branch raised the stakes himself when he gave the double salute to the Green Bay fans.
Come on, don't make it worse.
I agree.
Move them further down the field.
So watching the game, I literally said out loud, oh no, I hope he doesn't get ejected when I saw it. Because in first look, in real time, I thought all the things applied that would get him that. I don't agree with that type of football. I don't believe you should be doing this, but this is where the league's at. They're going to use this at the symposium in the offseason of what not to do.
In the moment, I thought, well, thank goodness it's not college, because he would have been ejected in college. We don't ever really see guys get ejected for that type of play in the NFL. And if they're starting that precedent, weird time to do it, middle of the season in one game, but none of the other games on the same day. Alave gets decapitated, stretcher off the field. Right, Poyer, big hit for the Dolphins against his old team, the Bills, on Keon Coleman. They are flagged. They are not kicked out of the football game. That's what gets me. And Campbell spoke about it after the game, and he alluded to the fact that it was on primetime, they may have had an even harsher discipline for it. This is what Campbell had to say. Yeah, they wanted to make an example of him. It was one way to interpret that. Now, I would say the example, fine. The Lions rally, they overcome it. Kirby Joseph, the other safety, the other potential all-pro back there, gets the pick six in a game-altering, game-deciding play. 248-539-9797. We got phone calls to get to, and we have Mike in Livonia. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Good morning,
Johnny.
Go Blue.
Good morning. So I wanted to kind of jump in. I think, honestly, just to kind of glance over the Brian Branch thing, I looked at it, and I get your point that, you know, they're just not being consistent with the call. But honestly, the ball was not caught. It was already on the floor. And Brian Branch came in like a few minutes or a few seconds after, and he could have eased up or kind of jumped over him or whatever and decided to hit him with the helmet. At that point, I even looked at it, and I'm like, if I was an opposing fan, I would have thought it was a dirty hit, to be honest. So I'm kind of okay with it. You know, I just love how resilient this team is. We bounced back. We beat Minnesota away. You know, we went to Lambeau, a place that we used to get murdered in every week or every time that we played there, and we won there. At this point, I'm jumping on Cookie's train or bus at this point, John. I'm sorry. I guess we're going 15-2. And to quote Jamal Williams, you know, stop playing with us, John. 14-3. At this point, 15-2. Hop on the bus with us. We're the Detroit Lions, right?
Hey, bus has the same destination. Bus has the same destination.
We're all going to New Orleans, baby.
Yep. It's one mile marker
at a time.
Hold on. It's the number one seed. We'll talk about playoffs when we get there.
I don't know if we should be listening to the bus that's in the rearview mirror, but all right. 248-539-9797.
You better hope they only lose one more game. You better hope that they only lose two more games. If that happens, sure, 16-1 is on the table. 15-2 is on the table, as well as 14-3. But I would hate to be you if all of a sudden there's a stumble. And
so if they were to lose this week,
become the jinx.
Then I'd have to have them run the table the rest of the way. But I look at this schedule and I really wonder, like, they'll be favored in every game.
Sure.
The adversity that, like, I would have thought, hey, Minnesota, we talked about it. That's a tough spot, first game without Aiden. That's a good football team, well-coached team. You go on the road, they get down 10-0 early, doesn't matter. They win the game anyway. Green Bay, the weather, we know. Jared Goff, first outdoor game of the season. They lose Brian Branch, doesn't matter. They win the game by double digits. Like, sure, Houston gets Nico Collins back probably this week. Stroud's a good quarterback. He's going to have time to throw. I mean, you could make the case, extra rest, Houston's going to win the game. I'm just going to stop doing that because it feels like it doesn't matter. Detroit will be ready for the moment. They'll rise up and they'll get it done. Buffalo, sure, that's a tough opponent, but it's at Ford Field. San Francisco, that's old news. Detroit's the new San Francisco, the loaded roster that beats you up. Like, I don't care that that game's out in San Francisco, and I'm supposed to be afraid of Green Bay and Minnesota coming to Detroit. Like, I'm all in now at this point. Fine. Good. There is no adversity too great for this football team.
Glad you finally got on board. Only took 10 weeks.
We'll get back to the phones. Bob and Troy, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that Dolphin hit was more egregious than Branches, and they just threw a flag. I don't understand the whole thing. That was silly.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. But here's St. Brown and Goff have connected on 30 straight completions.
Mm-hmm.
No drop balls, nothing. That's amazing how those two guys connect. And that catch yesterday and throw in the end zone was awesome. In the wet weather, holding onto the ball like Green Bay couldn't even snap the ball. The Lions looked like the team that could play in bad weather, not Green Bay.
Well, Goff, Goff talked about it after the game, and you know, he said, talking about how we're this indoor team. I mean, I think he knows most of the criticism is about him outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this team embraced it and said, oh, you don't think we can play outdoors? We're going to be ready for this. And they were. I mean, the whole shoes comment from Dan last week, all the little details, making sure, hey, the points of contact on the football, not putting it on the turf, like center quarterback exchange, no bobbled snaps, all of it. They had everything down to a T.
The cuts Montgomery was making, he looked like he was like running on turf.
Yeah.
He didn't slip or fall. I was sitting there going, the stats don't tell the story because the Lions look like they dominated that game.
Well, here's the benefit. Like, I'm sorry, finish. Go ahead.
Well, and then I wanted to say real quick, you know, after I think the Lions, you're right, John, 14-3, because the Lions are going to clinch in 6 weeks. They're going to have three games left, and that's when they're just going to have them going in and out, staying healthy, still playing. But I'm going with the 14-3. They're going to end up 17-3 because they're going to have three dome games.
In the playoffs. Yep.
Yep.
Your 14-3 is going to stand.
It's a great recipe. Get those games indoors. Appreciate the phone call, Bob. All right, we're going to get overreactions at 8:50. TJ Lang at 9:02. You'll hear from Jared Goff on being a chameleon. We'll get to Heather's news as well. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, I have a really cool story to share with you. I was talking with Dr. Berkowitz from Michigan Hair Restoration, and he told me about this wedding that he was just at recently. He said it was an awesome wedding downtown, but he said one of his patients came up to him so excited to introduce Dr. B to his fiance, and he continued on to say that his hair restoration treatment with Dr. B changed his life and that it was because of his newfound confidence that he was able to go online and meet her. And then a little while later at that exact same wedding, another one of Dr. B's patients came up to him with almost that exact same story, but this time they were already married. And this patient was excited to introduce Dr. B to his wife, who he says he wouldn't have met if he didn't go to see Dr. B. How cool is that? And guys, your life is waiting for you on the other side of your hair loss treatment. With a full head of hair that you can run your hands through, who knows what you'll have the confidence to do. So go to MichiganHairRestoration.com today and schedule your consult with Dr. B. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com.
The Chameleons, John.
Sing it. And you know you want to.
It comes and goes. Let's go. Did you hear, by the way?
You're missing the best part.
Oh, I'm not going to sing the whole song. This isn't karaoke, John.
Oh, come on. It goes with that seat. You sang it to us in the bullpen.
Did you hear the Jared Goff chants at Lambeau yesterday? Like, yeah. Through the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, for the second year in a row, Detroit Lions fans have come into Lambeau Field and made it their home, a place that used to be House of Horrors. Did you see the guy with
the cheese grater?
The cheese grater. I thought that was so funny. That guy is my hero. He has this giant cheese grater, and he's standing in the middle of Lambeau Field with all their stupid cheese heads, and the Lions are up the entire way.
Jim, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is your 15-2 bus an EV?
It runs on natural gas.
Because you have to have a lot of batteries to get to New Orleans.
A lot of hot air.
Yeah. A lot of stops along the way. A lot of time charging.
John, I thought that football game,
mm-hmm.
It was everything that could have tripped this team up, but no longer trips this team up. And it's why I confidently come in today and tell you 15-2, whereas you are still stuck on this outdated 14-3 preseason prediction. I'd like to see, maybe you'll get there by the end of the year.
Consistency is the truest measure of performance. I remain consistent.
Jason in Berkeley, you're on 97.1.
You just want to throw them on. They don't wrap the great sometimes.
Good morning.
That's all right. We got a dumpster.
That won't be long.
Oh, do you? Yeah, it's in Green Bay.
Whatever you need. Legs.
Jason,
you there?
Yes, sorry.
You're good. What was going on there? Right.
You managing a dumpster in Green Bay?
Yeah, that's a dumpster, right? You know, we're a dome team, so Green Bay is a dome team, right? They look like the ones that the visitors. So what I call for, guys, I love the show. The question are the same that I had. If you guys watch a game after or the Seahawks Rams game. But towards the end of that fourth quarter, Kobe Bryant hit one of the Rams players exactly how Brian Branch did. They threw a flag, and then they picked it up and didn't call a foul at all. And it was almost the exact same hit. He was going out of bounds, lowered the helmet-to-helmet contact. You didn't even hear the helmet hit. And everybody was like, ooh, big hit. And then the flag, and then they picked it up, said no foul. And then Brian Branch gets ejected. I just don't get it.
That one, and then there was one earlier where Keon Coleman, receiver for, we're very familiar with Keon Coleman here, but receiver for Buffalo, who took a shot that was helmet to helmet, and it looked like it was even more vicious than the Brian Branch, and that wasn't an ejection. It was just simply a penalty.
Yeah, the inconsistency. Some ticket texts have come in. This one says, you guys should be mad there aren't more ejections. That was textbook targeting and how serious injuries happen. The ejection was 100% the right call.
I don't want ejections at all. Unless it's, if there has to be an ejection, then you get one personal foul, 15 yards, march it off, automatic first down. After that, and I don't care if it's on a defenseless receiver, make it like pass interference, make it a spot fall. Yeah, like, that's fine. Hey, make it 30 yards down the field.
You want to add severity? I'm cool with that.
That's fine.
But tossing a guy, and these are bang-bang plays, and you could say he could have let up. My point is, this is in the field of play. The only reason I'd want to eject someone for a first-time offense is if it was something egregious after a play, right? I mean, you could picture a situation where the play's over and someone, like, stomps on a guy's head on the ground or something. Sure. Like, okay, something way over the top. But something that happens within a second or two after the play, I'm cool with a heavy penalty, but I'm not. I don't think you should be ejecting guys for that.
No, it's a split second after the play. This is not a, you know, you start. I know you didn't mean it. A second or two seconds after a play is an eternity.
Yeah, yes.
But it all happened so quickly. And yeah, could Brian Branch have pulled off a little bit? Sure, he didn't, and it was a penalty, rightfully called. The issue that I have is the ejection. Always have, always will.
Someone in New York should be fired, reads a ticket text. It does bother me that, like, the refs on the field weren't going to toss him.
Right. Do they have a certain group of people? Is it one person, two people, three people that are doing it for the 1 o'clock games at a different shift change? And all of a sudden for the 4:30 game, it's a different one. And then at Sunday night, it's a different one. Like, it needs to be consistent.
The Red Wings and Pistons won this weekend, but sure, keep talking about the same old lowly Lions. Yes.
Pistons, they actually won yesterday.
Two wins this year. How about that?
Yep.
All right, we've got TJ Lang at 9:02, overreactions at 8:50. Let's get to Heather's news.
Okay, so this is the first time I've actually heard about this, but I know other people may have, including you guys. So there's this whole new futuristic way to watch sports that's coming to Detroit.
I've seen this.
I had never seen it, but on Friday, Bedrock officials announced that Cosm, it's this new like immersive technology media entertainment company, will be bringing its shared reality live sports and entertainment concept to Cadillac Square in downtown Detroit. And Dan Gilbert is calling this concept the future of sports and entertainment. And basically, this new venue is going to feature this 85-foot domed screen that basically merges the virtual and physical worlds to basically replicate the feeling of being in the front row of a live event.
So I saw this first when Michigan played Texas. And I think it was in Vegas, yes, is the one that they were showing. And I'm looking at it going, wait a second here. It looks like they're in the big house, and then all of a sudden they're like sitting at bar top tables. Like, yeah, there's, I've been all over Michigan Stadium. They're not in Michigan Stadium. Yet it does. It gives you the feel like you are actually there. I think it's really cool.
It's really sweet from what I just learned about it. But yeah, there are going to be, this is going to be its fourth location. So it wasn't in Vegas, John. They have one in LA and Dallas right now.
Okay. Those are going. Maybe it was the Dallas one. Yeah,
Dallas one. Those are kind of going viral. There's going to be another one soon opening in Atlanta. And then the fourth will be here in Detroit. And it does look sweet. So yes, they're going to offer like gastropub style food. There's going to be craft cocktails, beer, and then in the same building, there's also going to be other restaurants and food options as well. So pretty cool. Something to look forward to for sure. A massive pileup on I-96 in Ingham County on Saturday night left 4 people dead, 17 others injured. The crash occurred when a semi-truck just plowed into stopped traffic. The crash then caused the truck and several other vehicles to catch fire. And police believe that the driver of the semi just didn't see the backup and then didn't have enough time to actually stop before the crash. Killed in the crash were 3 members of a Lansing family and then also a man from Carson City. 17 others were taken to the hospital. About 1.2 million people voted early across Michigan. In person, too. That's what I meant. Like, not absentee, but just voted in person early. And then when you throw in those absentee ballots, we've got a total of about 3.2 million people who have voted, or 44% of the active registered voters in Michigan have already cast their vote. So if you haven't voted early, you can't do that anymore. You can't go today, but you can go tomorrow, Tuesday. November 5th is election day, so get out and vote.
I liked the change. We all took advantage of it on the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
I liked the opportunity to kind of do it on your own schedule.
Absolutely.
9 days before. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know what the math says. Are we going to have maybe the largest turnout we've had in a long time because of it? I could see it helping more people vote that hadn't before.
Yep.
Oh, sure. We were talking about that when we voted. We went on Saturday. And if we couldn't have went on Saturday, we were going to go on Sunday. We wanted to get it done. But we were talking about that. Like, a lot of people, I know a lot of people do go out and vote on election day, but there's some people that just can't, whether it's their job or they're out of town or whatever the circumstances are. This was a perfect opportunity for people who couldn't go tomorrow to get out there and vote. So it's going to be interesting to see how many people actually voted and what the numbers actually are. You guys, people are dining differently these days, and sit-down restaurant chains are now struggling. And over the weekend, TGI Fridays filed for bankruptcy protection, saying that it's looking for ways to ensure the long-term viability of the brand after closing many of its branches this year. They said COVID was really the main issue that they had, but also just the way people are dining. People are now getting takeout, or they're going to like upscale fast food restaurants. They're going to Chipotle or Shake Shack or things like that. They're not going to these chain restaurants. At one point, there were 601 TGI Friday restaurants across the U.S. Now, there are only 163. And we're probably going to see a lot less as well.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, overreactions from the weekend. It's 97.1.
I've lost about 70 pounds in the last 2.5 years. I lost 10 pounds when I first started with Ideal U in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds in 40 days. And I made the change because I just wanted to be healthier. I wanted to feel better. And I wanted to make sure I made the change for my family so they could be around for a long time. If you want to change your life as well, all you have to do is go to idealu.us right now and schedule your free consultation. And here's what you're going to find out. You could be 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach. They're going to give you a stat sheet. It's going to tell you how much you weigh, how much bone mass, muscle mass, water weight, all of that stuff. And they're going to put you in a plan and give you that weight loss coach that is going to help you all through the process. They want you to reach your goals. They want you to find success. They also want you to keep that weight off. IdealU has helped thousands of people. They can help you as well. If you want to weigh less, go to IdealU.us.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.